and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We've discussed many times on this program the fruitful partnerships that exist between our state's research universities and industry. And we've just become aware of a global membership organization comprising top-tier innovation companies and world-class universities that also happens to be based here in our capital city. Jennifer Currency is Executive Director of the Engineering Research Visioning Alliance, which is an initiative funded by the National Science Foundation Engineering Directorate and administered by the University Industry Demonstration Partnership, which is the organization based in Columbia. Jennifer, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me, Mike.
Tell us a little bit more about this initiative and the organizations that I mentioned and what the relationship is and how all of this came together and why we are in Columbia.
So the organization that I lead is the Engineering Research Visioning Alliance, or IRVA as we call it for short. It's funded by the National Science Foundation. And what we're really trying to do is identify future engineering research directions by enabling an array of voices. What I really mean is that anyone interested in the future of engineering research can have an impact through the platform that we're creating to be able to influence national research. The first core partner is University Industry Demonstration Partnership, or UIDP, which is the lead organization. And then we have the Big Ten Academic Alliance and the EBSCOR Idea Foundation. And together, those three partners represent all 50 states. As a team, we joined forces to compete for a five-year, $8 million IRVA cooperative agreement. We officially launched this April, so we're just a little bit into our initiative here, but I can tell you a little bit more about some of those core partners that I mentioned. So UIDP began within the National Academies. It was first headquartered in Washington, D.C., but chose to make its headquarters right here in Columbia. And our members represent the top research universities not only in the U.S., but in the world, as well as innovative research-focused companies such as Pfizer, Apple, and Sony. And what we look to do is identify key issues that affect university-industry relations. And the second partner that I mentioned is the Big Ten Academic Alliance, which is a group of the largest research universities in the country. And our third core partner, the EBSCOR Idea Foundation, is a group of states that have come together to work together to try to have a greater share of the research funding in the United States, because actually the dollars that go to research are really given to a very small percentage of states.
All right. And do you expect that any of our state's research universities will be involved in this particular initiative?
Yes. So actually, we have a member from Clemson who is on our research intelligence working group. And University of South Carolina will actually be participating in our first visioning event this December. And we anticipate having broad participation from every state over the course of our five-year initiative and have already gotten a great response to a community survey from across the nation.
Can you give us some real-world examples of what you expect to result from this work?
Sure. So what we're looking to identify coming out of this is fundamental research. For example, when, let's say, NASA wanted to put cameras on our space probes, research brought us these lightweight cameras that also, as an added benefit to us, eventually made their way into our cell phones. So we hope that coming out of these visioning events in future years, we'll be able to point back to new discoveries that were made because of IRVA's visioning events.
What are some action steps right now happening within this initiative?
Well, we're getting very close to our first visioning event that will take place in December. And over the life of our work, we'll be producing a number of those events. So we are seeking people who are interested in this work to become a part of it and work alongside with us and the nation and seeing how we can leverage engineering to make our lives better.
Well, Jennifer, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Jennifer Currency is Executive Director of the Engineering Research Visioning Alliance, administered by a Columbia-based organization, the University Industry Demonstration Partnership. And we will have links posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And remember, you can find us wherever you find your podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.